Stranded with $1 Million, Season 1, Episode 6. What a shitty episode. Literally. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
I mean, there was a lot of poop.
A lot.
A lot. But I loved it. I don't know if this is even, you know, it's these girls fall like dominoes. I'm not sure how we should, I'm not trying to be offensive, but we got some BBB syndrome going up in here tonight.
Baby back bitches,
baby
checking
back
out.
Baby back bitches, checking out. Hey guys, thank you so much for joining us on episode 6 of Stranded with $1 Million. We have so much to talk about this evening. I'm Abigail Frere, and you can follow me on all my social media at Abigail Frere. We're missing the lovely OG Olivia. She'll be back next week. And my lovely co-host to my left.
Hey guys, it's Jesse D'Angelo here. You can keep up with me everywhere at Jesse J. D'Angelo. And Olivia is at the real underscore O underscore G.
So let's just get into it. My first thought in this episode, before all the excretions of people, was the bug noises. I don't think I realized how noisy those bugs were until that one drone shot in the beginning. That, to be completely honest with you, out of everything that I've seen, is the one thing that might make me want to go home.
That would have been the thing
just
that cracked
bugs
you.
Bugs around my ears. Like, no, I couldn't do it.
Abby's a savage, but the bugs.
I'm a savage, but don't put me by bugs, okay?
The line is drawn.
That's the line. Get me in the tent. Day 18. It's 4-on-2. Things will change, as we saw.
Oh, we're at 18?
Yeah.
Oh,
we started
on
18, we ended on 22.
Oh, over the course of this episode. Got it.
So we open with basically with Eilish and Gina talking about friends. And Eilish goes, "Bitch, I don't have friends." And Gina's like, "I have party friends." And those are just such quintessential quotes to me of their characters. And like, I don't doubt that you don't have friends. Like, I believe you. You didn't really even have to tell me that. But thank you for clearing up
that.
Any concerns that I may have had.
But Gina said...
But Gina only has part... Well, it's the, and I like Gina. Like, I really do. Just not in this context. But I
like
totally...
Like, in this one situation? Or you mean on the show?
Like, in the context of the show, of a competition and stuff.
Right, but nothing she's...
She's not done anything to irk me. Right. She's just silly, like, side piece.
And even like, the, you know, from us interacting with her, because, you know, the cast has, like, reached out to us, and she's just such a cool girl, and like, she's able to laugh at herself, which is huge, and I don't know if I see that from some of the other cast members. I can't picture them laughing
but
at themselves with it.
I feel like I felt a bit sad for her when she said she just has party friends, and she's like, this is the most I think I've ever spoken to someone, and I was like, Gina, girl, like, we gotta get you some homies, because if this girl is your best friend, like, I don't know what to tell you. I think that we got to get you on a straight and narrow path. But that was a funny introduction, I think, to them. So then we jump right into having to go to Camp 6. And there's a twist this time, which we inferred last time that hopefully some things
something
will become
different.
Difficult. And there's a fork in the road. What side would you have taken?
I would have done the side that... Team Makoti took.
Okay. I would agree with you. Because it's quicker. Whether it's more rigorous or not, the actual path is shorter. So I would rather put a little more into it for a shorter period of time than be drawn out and be exhausted.
And again, it's almost like a smaller metaphor for the bigger purpose of the show. Like, the point of the show, which we discussed last week, is to be uncomfortable for these 40 days, to have many days of being set up with this money. Well, this short trip, it's like, be uncomfortable for a shorter amount of time
and
just
get
it done and guarantee you'll be there within an hour and 45.
I like your comparisons there. That's really deep of you.
It just came to me. It just came to me, guys.
But again, we see that they, Cody and Makani, they have no choice in the matter, really, but I enjoyed that they're now playing on this, because you see Cody, you know, step into his, like, I don't even know what to call it. He needs to have another name. We need to have, like, a surname for when he gets when he gets competitive, because he's always competitive. But then you see him tap into this really competitive side of him. Like, right then, he was like, well, I'm just going to go offer them, you know, which path they want to take. And we're going to take the other path, because then, you know, Makani's not going to be there. And that's not going to be the thing that keeps Gina in the game. And it was just like, perfect. And then he goes over to these people. That's what I'm going to call them. These people. And presents them with an idea where they feel like they're actually the ones in charge. Like, did you see Alex, like, puff his stomach up?
Yeah.
And he's like, you're going to go this way, and we're going to go this way. And it's like, joke's on you. It's on you. It's always been on you.
Because Cody can swallow the pride and be like, right. I'm going to make them think it was their idea so we get our way. Exactly. And again, they're rolling with it. They're like, we'll let them pick whichever way they want to go, which we knew what they were going to pick, and we'll just take the other one and kill it.
And then you see them all saying, like, oh, I wonder who's ahead. I wonder if they're winning.
I laughed.
The person taking the shorter route is going to be the person that gets there first. It's basic, like, 101, guys. Come on. Come on, the shorter road is shorter. It's shorter.
Well, and not even that, just based on the motivation that the other and, two
like,
have.
Based on the way that they carry that pot, like, yep, they're probably not going to get there first. Like, I can't. I just, some things I can't. And then we have Alonzo saying Dumb and Dumber.
I'm like, they're so dumb, they're sitting at the campsite already. They've already caught their breath.
Right.
They're chilling there, waiting for you to come. Real dumb. And again, I feel like this whole episode, like last week, we're going to be on Team McCody, and it's not that we don't have anyone on this panel that
there's
doesn't
no other team
agree,
to be on.
But these last few episodes, it's been impossible to give really much credit to the other team. So it's not a bashing session.
This is like watching, I don't even want to say football, because you have some sort of a tie to a team that you're cheering for, and like you're gonna cheer for that team whether they're winning or losing. This is like looking at a racehorse. This is like looking at racehorses, and one's still in the freaking gate and the other one's about to cross the finish line, and you're like, no, I think the one in the gate's gonna win. It's just not gonna happen.
It's not your time.
It's not your time. It's never gonna be your time. Find a new game. Play some cards.
Exactly. Like, how's that game of Rummy going?
How's that game of Rummy? But you even see Alex is getting fed up with not necessarily the personalities, but he's getting fed up with the holding him back. I'm not saying he's super capable. I'm saying that he's more capable than he's able to be with these three that he seems to be carrying.
I think that if he
you said he's like, this is unbelievable. Like, you see him.
Yeah.
And I think if he, I'm going to throw this out there. It's a big thought.
I feel like we're on the same page right now.
If he could have redone everything, he would have been on the other team.
I was just about to say, I think
Do
that
you agree?
If he...
Yeah. I think we had that aha moment together.
Yeah, I saw it. Like, we had this spark in our eyes. I think that the moment when he... Because he kind of led the charge in saying that you won't be able to use the tent, sort of. I think if he hadn't have done that, maybe he would have went in the other direction.
Forged.
And those other two would have fueled him. Because from the beginning, we said, oh, it's going to be like Cody and Alex. So there is a part of him that we can recognize as, you know, motivated. Right. I just think that the other part of him that isn't as motivated got pulled down by being on a team with the other three.
And wanting to be liked.
Yeah.
He wants to be liked. And, like, really, this isn't about being liked at all. This is about winning.
And there's a happy medium, though. You can like your team. Because I'm like that in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
As far as, like, you know, bringing people together. So I get that aspect of the four of them.
Oh, 100%.
But if someone wanted to go, I would give him a little kiss on the cheek. You know, well wishes. Have a great life. I'll see you at the reunion.
And we see him picking that up as we get more into this episode. Because with Alonzo... Yeah. Oh, I did want to point this out, though. The one thing I found super motivating slash not really intriguing, but it's just a point I want to make to the audience as well. You see Cody when he's talking about getting to the next camp, and you see him make a competition for himself, like, to get to the next camp. It wasn't like, I just want to beat them. It's, we're going to hurry. This is a competition. We're going to get to the next camp so that we can have the best tent site. Now, as minuscule as a tent site may sound, it is still a reward. And that still is something that puts a fire under his ass to get where he needs to be. So I really respect that no matter how much he might think he's ahead or no matter how not easy the road looks, but I mean, he doesn't really. There's no worry right now about him going home. But yeah, he still is pushing it to the max to create this competition within himself to push himself.
Yeah,
further.
Everyone, you know, operates in their own way, and everyone needs their own little things that can motivate them. Whether it's, oh, this is what my husband or wife told me before I left, or what my mom said, and you know, obviously we know Cody's going to be fine. We knew they were going to make it to the campsite first. I had no doubt in that. But like you're saying, he was still making it like, well, I know I'm going to get there. And the reason why is because I'm going to, you know, the campsite.
Right. And then just to be petty.
It's great.
We see Dumb and Dumber and Dumbest and I don't even know what to call the last one. Just straight ignorant. Go look for their clothes the next morning. Oh, the tide came.
I guess the tide came.
It's just... There's always tides.
And in a way, we were saying...
That this is a basic fact of, like everyone knows there's a tide. I mean, tides are in pictures. Tides are in quotes. Tides are in movies. Tides are in real life. Even if you don't live near a coast, you know that there's a tide. A high tide, a low tide. Like, come on. Also, I wouldn't risk leaving my clothing, that is all I own, out there in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't. So I found that, again, it's just these mistakes are, they're avoidable. Unnecessary. They're all unnecessary mistakes. And we see, even when they're picking their tent site, everything is just, how can I put the least effort to still get by? And yeah, I get that working. I get that to conserve energy. But, like, you're literally looking for a tent spot to see which way you can walk the least amount to get water.
Oh, yeah. They were like, oh, well, then I don't have to walk up there.
Versus, like, cooking. And I'm like, you're... And that's the other thing I realized, too. I feel like I was looking more at their living actual style in this episode. You don't ever see the four going out and just exploring. Like, you're in Fiji.
Like it's a vacation.
I'm just saying, girl, though. No, you know what I mean? Don't you think you would walk around the coast? Like, you're there. You don't have any other source of entertainment. Don't you think you would go look for things or go into the water a little? Or, you know, maybe we're not being shown those things on the show. Maybe they are doing those things. I just feel like all the time I just see them sitting and eating pizza, to be honest.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10.
I'm not seeing exploring. I'm not seeing them, like, out on the rocks. Like, you know, you saw Cody and Makani. Like, we saw also Cody, we did see your naked behind. I don't know if anyone caught that.
I know. We were like, is he naked?
We're like, is he naked? Rewind it. He was.
Because I'm like, those Ranger panties were blue and I didn't see no blue. So I knew something.
But even that, you see, like, even to do something basic, they're still kind of going and doing some extra something, stuff. to make an experience, a full experience out of it.
You're stuck here. Live your life.
Sorry, that was my little rant, because that just was really angering me. Then we see Alonzo start having stomach issues. And then randomly, not randomly, but actually very scheduled, the group buy comes.
I was furious.
I don't know if I'm so used to being pissed off. If I'm just a pissed off person, or so it's wearing off on me, or if I'm just, I just don't even think it's worth me getting angry about anymore because I'm just so used to it. If someone hits you enough times, man, it's just like it's expected. Like, I don't know. Why am I using that as a comparison?
Going a little dark, guys.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you can only be surprised so many times.
Yeah, my reaction's more like incredulous now. I'm just like, yes. Of course they're doing. I'm like, I'm not surprised. I was just maybe like hoping they would be smart, but
and
at
it's
this point, like,
again, you know, and then you hear Makoti point out, like, you know, they don't even ration their pizza. I don't even know if pizza's rationable in that temperature, in that climate. Does it get soggy? And with all the meat they're ordering on it, that can't stay good. So why the fuck are you even ordering pizza?
Right.
Honestly. The pizza, for God's sake, isn't even hot. When I found out that they were asking for a microwave after spending $5,000 on a pizza, why are you ordering cold pizza? Why are you paying $5,000 for cold pizza? What are you doing? What are you doing?
It's just ridiculous to me. If they're going to spend that money, at least do something that can sustain you longer. Like, I know it's not as bright and shiny as a frickin' pizza, but what they're doing with the peanut butter and the carrots and the rice, that's intelligent. If they're going to spend money, it's going to be something that they can spend less money on and last them longer.
Exactly. And so then we see, oh my goodness, Alex and Eilish go to the Temptation. And this is before Alonzo left, correct? Or did Alonzo leave before?
No. So then...
You're right.
When they're eating the pizza... Because they decided to get the pizza.
Okay, I think what confused me is it looked like the editing was a little bit out of order. Because they showed Alonzo leaving, and then they showed the pizza coming after. So they ordered the pizza, Alonzo left, then the pizza came. But, like, the pizza came in the light, and Alonzo left at night.
Well, I have... I've written down, like, the group by, they ordered two pizzas. Oh, you mean when it came?
Yes. Because Alonzo wasn't there when the pizza came. It was just the three of them.
Oh.
So I was just confused about when that actually occurred. Was Alonzo in the tent maybe when the pizza came? Like, I'm not sure.
Hmm.
You know? I'm does anyone my know there? But, so the group by comes. Should we talk about that? Let's just talk about that before, and then we'll talk about Alonzo. The group by comes. They order that. They eat pizza. Mid-eating pizza, a temptation comes. And then they go to the temptation, and it is pouring.
Pouring.
It is not raining. It is downpouring, and you're going to a pussy-ass tent set up on the beach with cupcakes and hot dogs.
Drenched
in cupcakes. Rain. Drenched in rain, and your ass is going to pay $5,000 for water? You're paying for water. Water is falling around you. Literally, water is in an abundance around your freaking body, and you're going to spend money on water because you want a clean water source? Bitch, you're in Fiji. The water doesn't get cleaner. I'm not saying your little stream that you were getting it from was pure water. It's fucking raining. Put your little canteens outside.
Can you drink that rain, though?
Rainwater?
But
Would you spend $5,000 on that bucket of ice water that's most likely tap water, by the way?
Probably. I can just picture a production
and
assistant
wet hot
filling
dogs
up
and stuff after you already ate the pizza. Like, I'm confused. I'm honest to God, I'm confused. I'm concerned for the IQ level that's going on.
I wasn't confused at all. I'm like, this seems exactly right for them. Like, I'm not surprised at all.
And then they tried to justify it.
By saying water 1,000 times.
Well, water, I mean, the water's not really clean, and I'm sick. Okay, I can't really make fun of you because you actually were really sick. But, like, come on. But we didn't know that at the time. But
again, the water thing keeps coming back because there was that moment when they first set up camp. We heard them saying they didn't want to walk a few feet up to higher camp level to get water. Then we see them collecting the water at a lower point in the stream, and they cut to Eilish, and she said, Eilish said, she's like, I don't know if the water's like a clean source, but it's a risk I'm willing to take. And that to me was just like complete foreshadowing because this may be the reason. I mean,
like, why wouldn't you walk a little extra to get some clean water? Then go back to Alonzo in his tent hugging his knees or whatever he was doing.
He did not look well. Guys,
they ordered him socks and everything. He had gastroenteritis. He had the flu. We looked it up. I actually sent it to have put on the screen, but I don't know if it went through. He had the stomach flu, and they said a touch of.
Yeah, the medic was like, it seems to me that you have a touch of gastroenteritis.
So you have the flu
caused by bacteria. He said it's 24 hours max.
But can I just put it out there that we all get the flu here in America, drinking whatever clean water we're drinking. I don't think it's caused by the water. I think you had the flu. I think you're a pussy. You had the flu. Have you all had the flu? Because I've had the flu. And if I was having the flu with it raining, but the possibility of me having over $100,000 was knocking on the other side of the door. Either way, you're going to shit yourself. Either way, you're going to throw up. So I'd rather shit myself in a tent and get some money.
Or shit myself in a helicopter going home with nothing.
And it's just like, at that point, again, I think it's a similar thing. Once the option's there, and once you kind of have a scapegoat for why you can leave, it makes it so much easier because everyone's not going to be like, oh, you're just a baby and you left. Like, you were sick. No, like, you were a baby and you left because you had the flu. Like, you had the flu. The flu's not a life-threatening disease. Everyone's acting like he was going to die. No, the medic was like, it's a medic. If there's any chance that you're going to be compromised, they're going to pull you out.
Right. Because we saw that with Eilish. So we know that happens.
And he's like, do you want to stay or go?
And he was like, well, what's option two?
Actually, he didn't give him the option to go. He's like, are you going to stay? And he's like, well, what's the other option?
What's option two?
And it's just like, you didn't want this. You wanted it. You wanted it. You can say you wanted it, but you didn't really, in your heart, thirst for it.
Like you said, the second that he got sick, I think he was like, great, this is going to be my way out without me looking like I just gave up.
Right. And it's like, that happens so much in society. That happens as soon as we have a reason that we might not look so weak, we do the easier option.
But again, it's like this group, the four of them, they've spent all this money and set themselves up to be, you know, at an advantage versus the other two, that when something does come along, it seems magnified in its difficulty because they haven't really roughed it at all.
At all. They've not roughed it.
When you put them against Makoti. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
If something were to happen with one of those two, I mean, obviously they wouldn't leave anyway, but they'd be more used to it because they've had to sleep in a shelter with rain falling on them. They didn't have a tent the whole time, you know?
And then we see Eilish, really sad. Like, really sad. Like, too sad for me. Like, they were trying to be sentimental, and it was, like, cute for 2 seconds to be a little upset that he's leaving. But it's like, the boy has the flu. You just added 52K to all y'all. You're crying, like, you know, something was going on other than you guys just being homies. Crickets. I don't know how to take that. I mean, she was crying a lot. No one else was crying. Gina wasn't. I would expect Gina to, because Gina seems a little bit more like the girly girl. She seems a little bit more emotional. She's crying a lot.
Alex was welling up.
Yeah, and I get it, because now he's like, shit.
Yeah, literally, what the fuck am I going to do?
What am I going to do? And then we see Makani, and they pan to her, and I thought she was going to be like, I hope whatever Alonzo has, you know, he's okay. And she's like...
And she goes, wow, guys, you know, I didn't realize it was, like, this serious. Like, the medic had to come.
I hope it's contagious. That girl is a... She's
like, twist. Unstoppable.
Like, twist.
She's like, I hope that... And pause. We're like, oh, she's going to be like, I hope he's okay. She goes, I hope it's contagious, and they all get sick.
Then we see Eilish starting to get sick. And it's so funny because I'm sitting there thinking, and this is because she started saying her stomach hurt, and that was when the pizza came. Because I remember being like, oh, I wonder if it's the pizza. So it's like, is it your diet? Is it the water? Is it you making out with Alonzo that got you sick? Like, I don't know what got you
allegedly.
Sick. Allegedly. You know, and this is before we found out what got her sick. But, like, you know, what's going on here? Everyone's getting sick.
And then not to mention, when the pizza came after she was expressing how her stomach hurt, I'm like, I don't know if this was just me, but I was always taught, like, I was raised, like, when you're sick, dairy's not great. It's not great anyway for you, but it's like, when you're sick... You
should eat the crust of the pizza and water is what you should have.
I'm like, she's about to chow down half of a pizza while she's sick.
And then went to the Temptation and, like, you know, probably had a hot dog or something.
Hot dog with bun. That's how they describe it.
But you know what? She actually handled herself. That's, again, she handled herself, I think, a lot better than Alonzo did. And she was a lot more ill. She was a lot more ill. Appendicitis. Yeah. Like, that's not, you know, that... I've never had it. I'm imagining that's a lot of pain. They say that you're doubled over and, like, you could... Or, like, when your appendix bursts. I don't know if it burst and they had to take it out or if it was infected and they had to take it out. I don't know. They didn't really break into too much detail about that.
I feel like if it... Again, I haven't had that happen either, but I feel like if it were to have ruptured or burst, there would have been maybe a moment where she was like, oh, my God.
Right.
But, like you said, it was probably just... It was a time
infected
for it to
something.
Get out. Yeah.
Now, again, that's something I would like to look more into. Was it caused by the environment, or was it just, like, wrong place, wrong time, or right place, right time? However you want to look at it.
Yeah.
I don't know if those environmental situations affected it or not. I felt bad for her for 0.5 seconds when she was crying about her family, about not wanting to leave. I really did, because,
regardless of how, like, we think her, like... The team that she's a part of, their strategy was poor or whatever.
She,
like,
wants
still
better
that
for
moment.
Her family. But then again, I was like, yeah, if you want it better for your family, you wouldn't have done all this dumb shit you did throughout. And then I didn't feel bad anymore, aside from hoping she was okay.
Right. And then we found out it was appendicitis. And, like,
and then
okay,
I was like,
well,
oh,
that's legit then.
Okay, well, then that's a legit reason to leave, you
and
know?
At that point, it's not even her choice. Like,
exactly. And like I said, like, with Alonzo, it was completely his choice. There was no, I think you need to go home. He just couldn't handle it. So then we get down to 2-on-2. And we had a little, like, dance session. Because the drama that's about to start is going to be unreal.
Because we said it last week. I was like, I hope we get a double. When we saw the preview from last week, I'm like, I hope we get a 2-for-1 special. And what was it that Alonzo... Oh, no. When Alonzo was leaving, Alex said to him, he was like, don't have any regrets. I'm like, except this one.
Right. Like,
because it reminded me of the first episode when Bria, she was the first one, right? When she shot her flare and she was doing her exit interview in the helicopter. And she was like, you know, I just don't want to feel like I failed. I'm like, but you did. Like, you shot your flare. It's the same thing now. He's like, I just don't want to have any regrets. I'm like,
regret. You're going to regret this tomorrow when you're fine. Because it's usually a 24-hour thing. You didn't even wait it out 24 hours.
And the medic even told him that. It's not like he was guessing, like, oh, this could be just a 24-hour thing. Right. I'll take that chance. The medic said this will not be more
than... It comes down to weak mentality. And with Eilish, it comes down to, like, you were actually sick. And that's the first time anyone's really been sick where they had to go home. And, it's, you know, I didn't honestly think that was going to happen in this show. I didn't think that we were going to have anything super serious like that. But now it's, like, game faces are on. Cody's ready. Like, Makani's not playing anymore. Well, we see some scenes for next week, and I'm like, they are not, like, this is no game. This is not a game.
Not at all.
You're cut off from the pot. You're cut off from drinking. Like, how does it feel? And honestly, as much as I like to say I'm not for revenge, I'm totally for revenge. An eye for an eye, man. Like,
oh, 100%.
You did this. You deserve this. Like, I don't feel sorry. I don't feel sorry for anything coming down the pike, to be completely honest.
I know there's, like, two wrongs don't make a right and all that crap, but there's a time and a place for that. And, you know,
and this is war. Not the place. This is now teams. This is teams for competition. Like, it's not... There's no line. And what sucks is when you piss off someone that's already strong...
Oh, yeah.
And then they have control. Like, they were running the game when you guys had the lead of people. Now what do you think's about to happen?
Hell hath no fury. Like Makoti scorned.
What do you think's going to happen in the next episode?
It's going to be a showdown. I can't wait. We've been waiting for this. And I'm glad it happened now versus, like, second to last episode. We just get a little, like, we're just passing the halfway point. So we're going to get a good chunk of the show where it's going to be. Because we've been wanting more of a spark. We've just gotten complacent with how the show has been. Like, okay,
goodbye. You can only say so many times you're wasting your money. You can only do that so many times. Like, exactly. I need more.
For lack of a better phrase, we just kept saying, like, we're beating a dead horse. Like, okay, like, we're so annoyed they keep spending this money. Like, how many times can we watch this? But now it's going to be.
I'm excited. I can't wait to see the comments after next week's episode, too.
I know. We've been getting a lot of good comments. And
from
people,
both sides.
Yeah, from both sides. There's one girl, I can't remember the name.
Goldie the Fleek, or Gleek the Fleek, or whatever.
Something. She goes hard for the team of four.
It's funny.
So, you know, they're not alone.
Yeah.
And someone else brought up a question. Gleek the Fleek. Gleek on Fleek. I don't know what it's a glorified Gleek?
I don't know.
Or something, I don't know. There's a double G going on in that name. Shout out. But someone... I think either tweeted me or wrote in the comments about the cameras. Because remember, a while back we were...
Oh, yeah. Did we get an answer on that?
Well, we didn't. So I responded back to them and I said, I completely agree with you. And they asked me one more question. I said, I'm not going to say it in the chat. I said, I'll bring it up next week if we have the time. Because I have some things that I've been picking up on, which are reasons that I can tell that there's obviously a production team.
Yeah.
And so I just didn't... If anyone else out there was wondering that, too, I wanted to save it and not just put it in the chat so people listening. But these are the reasons why.
Okay.
So the one example that was tonight when we already found out that she was leaving because of the appendix, and then it cut to her confessional, and you were like, why does she seem fine in this?
Right.
And she can give that. And then it just made me think of... no, I guess that's more editing, not a production team. Yeah. Sorry. But a few episodes back, when Makani was doing one of her confessionals, which are quote-unquote self-taped, the way she was started speaking, she said something like, me as a woman, you could just tell her answer was from a prompted producer question. It wasn't just her talking. Like, you can just tell from any other reality show that you've ever watched from those confessionals. You can tell when a producer's asked a question. That's a standard way it goes. You could just tell the way she answered.
Yeah.
And they have mic packs on. Those don't have, like, forever batteries. They got to change that out. They're people putting the bandaging on them. So there's obviously a team to do that. So yeah, those are the main things that I was just like, there's obviously a team there.
Has to be someone down there at some point. Yeah.
Yeah, and you can just see like when the cameras are shaky sometimes, and it's obviously the guy is like following them. Right. It has to be a camera crew, you know.
Right. Yeah, I would agree with you.
But again, it's all for the illusion, you know.
Right. They're and they do a good job. They do a good job with that.
Yeah, for sure.
And the drone scenes are cool when the drone's above them and they're doing their map travel thing.
Yeah.
I think that's really it's a good little bit to add.
Yeah.
Also, you were going to talk to us about this, a show that's similar to Stranded with $1 Million.
Yeah, so I read an article today. Yeah, she said Britain. I read it that it was Scottish.
Oh, okay.
Regardless. But there's some other show, and this group of people, I don't know the premise as far as if there was money on the line or if it was just a social experiment.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, I don't know who would do that, not for money.
Right.
I mean, come on. But this group of people were secluded for an entire year, cut off from absolutely everything. Like 4 months into filming, the show got canceled. Like, there were 4 episodes in real time, like, because it started airing while they were still secluded filming. The show got canceled after 4 episodes, and the producers did not tell them. They just kept filming. So the show's not even going to be airing after this point anymore,
and they're still in
seclusion. So they just came out, I think. It was March to March. So they come out to Brexit, Trump as the, you know, the United States president, all these celebrity deaths. They were listing all the things that they missed. It was like Kim Kardashian was robbed. Like,
oh,
that one would have gotten
gosh.
Me. I would have been like, is she okay?
Right.
But, you know, that would make me so mad. If there was money involved, whatever. Like,
right.
You would have been there either way.
Would have been there. Would have stayed.
I don't know.
I hope they got paid. Last but not least, who do you think's the next going home? Do you think anyone else is going home?
I feel like all instincts should say Gina, but I really got to give her credit.
That's what I meant to say.
Biggest surprise and underdog of the season, and I feel like she would even agree because she said it. She said, "I can't believe like I'm still here."
Yeah, I'm shocked.
Yeah,
because every time they do a trip, I'm like, "This girl's not going to hang around." She hangs around.
If she doesn't make it to the end, I will say that her leaving, I think, will be contingent on whatever Cody and Makani are going to do now.
Yeah.
You know, by having even numbers. Because before she had safety in numbers, there was 4 of them. She was taken care of. She could get whatever she wanted for food. Even though she maybe wasn't contributing much, she still had the friendship. And they all didn't care about anything else. They were just like, oh, well, we want us all to end up at the end. I don't want $50,000 extra.
Right.
But now it's just 2 against 2. So if they keep everything from them, then that would be what makes her shoot her flare.
Right.
But if not, then I think she'll go to the end. What do you think?
I think, for some reason,
you see a twist coming?
I do. I just can't see it being that easy.
I hope not.
I also think that for some reason, I hope that Makoti makes it to the end, but I think maybe for some reason one of them won't.
I mean, that
if it's something that's not expected, or not because I don't want them to, but because I just don't see it going this smooth from here on out.
Oh, sorry. Knocked my
mic. Know?
Yeah.
Because they're so dominant right now. It's like, I wonder if there will be a twist. I don't know.
Or like some type of accident happening or something. Because when they were crossing the river, when they were at the tail end.
He made a good point. Like, random stuff can happen, no matter how prepared you are.
And so I'm wondering, like you said, if something random were to happen, like, because what he had said was, if you make one wrong move, like slipping on one of these rocks and your foot gets in a hole, you could break your ankle.
Right.
So if something were to happen, then that would just be great editing because they put that in there, that little scene. And then who knows, a couple episodes, something might happen.
Right.
But I feel like they would have to drag Cody by his dead body before he would leave.
He'd be like, no, my leg's broke. Keep me there. Like, I'll walk. I'll do a handstand.
He'd be like, I'll take off whatever clothes I have and wrap it around this damn ankle. And Makani
would
drag.
Same with Makani. Makani is so peaceful too out there. Like, she's, nothing's going to bother her. So I think it would be like a forced situation that she would have to go home. But I don't know. I expect something to happen that's a little unexpected.
Yeah.
I expect the unexpected, if that makes any sense.
Expect the unexpected.
But we will see.
I'm excited.
We were giddy
at the end of the episode.
Because it gets lit.
It's turn-up time.
There's nothing better than revenge. But thank you guys for joining
us
tonight.
Thanks for watching, guys. Oh, we had some... Yeah, I was going to say, we had a good amount of people in the live chat.
We have, like, 2 minutes left.
Oh, well then, all right. Thanks, guys. Thanks, guys, for the live chat.
Oh, but no, was there any questions or anything?
There's only 2 of us today, guys, so I wasn't keeping close tabs because I want to be present. Oh, someone said Alex Vinegar, who joins us a lot. This is what we were saying early. He goes, so what happened to those socks they bought for Alonzo?
Oh, my gosh.
Did they get a return for their money?
That's so funny, Alex, because I was saying the same thing. I'm like, well, they bought the socks. Like, there goes $2,000. They give them to Gina, remember? They're like, oh, those will look so cute on you.
Those look so cute. I'm like, oh, well.
Gina got some socks.
And Alex also said, and what happened to that deck of cards? They bought a deck of cards last episode. They bought a deck.
Yeah, you never see them really playing with them either. But thank you guys so much for all of your comments, all of your input. Please continue it. We look forward to seeing you next week. And until then, you can follow me on all social media at Abigail Frere.
Jesse D'Angelo, guys, you can keep up with me everywhere at Jesse J. D'Angelo. And if any of you are fans of Vanderpump Rules, we have a 3-part reunion starting next week, Mondays, same time as this show. And you can follow our third musketeer, Olivia.
At @TheReal_O_G.
Boom.
Bye, guys. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.